Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. We continue to hear from cities and school districts now, as you heard in this hour, the Los Angeles School District canceling school as of Monday. Whatever your plans are, check the website or make a phone call to find out what specific changes or postponements are in place, or a refund if that's the case. Sacramento City Council is going to hold a special meeting at 1 this afternoon to address emergency efforts. The county is working on the regional response too. So on the phone, we have both the mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg, and from District 1 of the county, Supervisor Phil Cerna. Gentlemen, I'm so glad to talk to both of you. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you, Beth.
So Mayor Steinberg, what's most urgent to you in the city's response right now?
Well, first of all, to be working very closely with the county, and because the county is the public health entity for the entire county and much of the region. And so Supervisor Stern and I are working very closely. We're working very closely with Dr. Bielenson, and we want to make sure that everything we do is coordinated. From a specific city perspective, we're meeting today to take some actions to try to mitigate some of the economic impacts of the closing down of most public events. We are going to put forward $1 million economic relief package for small businesses. We're going to seek to prevent evictions of tenants who cannot pay the rent temporarily because of anything related to the coronavirus. We're going to do free meter parking from 4:30 onward. We're going to set up a hotline through the Central Labor Council for working people to get any advice they need around workers' comp or sick leave or anything else relating to this. And we're also going to put forward some resources to work with the county to get more sanitary supplies out to the homeless. Probably just the beginning of a series of responses, but we want to, you know, tell people that we're going to get through this together. We're strong and resilient, but we also want to take specific action that will let people know that we're on top of this.
Supervisor Cerna, what will you add to that in terms of the countywide picture?
Well, first, I want to start by publicly thanking the mayor for, as you mentioned, the partnership that we have right now in addressing this this threat, this challenge to our common constituents. I also want to take the opportunity to thank you, Beth, and all local media. It's been absolutely imperative that the local media continue to do what it's been doing, which is help us in elective office get messages out clear to your listeners, our constituents, about measures they can take to protect themselves, their families. And as the mayor mentioned, we can certainly continue to provide insight about specific measures on the economic front to kind of soften the blow that we're feeling. At the county level, we just this week on Tuesday, we declared a local state of emergency, and that doesn't mean that there's an elevated threat necessarily. All that does is it gives the county the ability to make sure that we have liability coverage for the resource deployment that we've already committed to, and moving forward, more resources that that will certainly continue to make available to the community. As Dr. Bielenson mentioned in the earlier part of your show, we are pursuing, in conjunction with the CDC, a mitigation approach for keeping the transmission of the virus down and as slow as possible. And that has everything to do, as you mentioned, with the availability of those testing kits. I think our main focus really has to be, whether you're at the municipal level, county level, school districts, we have to, or at the state, we have to make sure that we get those testing resources available as quickly as possible to our community.
Mayor Steinberg, a couple questions. How are you handling this afternoon's meeting? Is it open? Is it behind closed doors? What are you doing with the gathering? And then my second question is about you encouraging people to go out to restaurants and go out and still patronize businesses in light of whatever the governor's orders are.
Well, first of all, the meeting today will be live streamed, and the media will be allowed in the chambers, but we're not going to have the public physically in the chambers. We're going to take public comment, and the public electronically, and the public comments will be projected on an overhead for all of us to see as we're considering these measures. We think this is the right way to do this, the way Los Angeles and some other cities are doing this, because the chamber seats, I believe, up to 300 people, and not that everyone would show up, but we want to be consistent, of course, with the state guidelines. In terms of my trying to rally the downtown, not just the downtown, it's also the restaurants throughout all of the city, to encourage people to go. Look, the order is 250 people and above, large gatherings.
Right.
And so there's nothing inconsistent with saying it's safe to go out to eat as long as you are, you know, separated far enough from other people patronizing the restaurant. But I also said, look, if you're uncomfortable, then use some of the food delivery services and make sure your favorite food is being delivered at home. We just want to, there are a lot of people at risk here. Obviously, health comes first, but there are also a lot of working people in our food service industry, in the restaurant industry, and in small businesses. And we just want to have people do what they can in a safe way that maybe mitigates some of the harm and damage that is inevitably going to occur to working people.
Yeah, our family picked up food to go last night. The restaurant was quite empty, but the messaging, the sanitizing, and them saying there are a lot of to-go orders kind of validated that everyone was responding. Just a quick follow-up, Mayor. How can people make public comment in response to the meeting this afternoon?
They can go on the city's website,
okay.
And they can comment in real time.
Okay.
The city clerk will process all of that, and they can submit a written comment through written paper, and somebody will be outside the city council chambers to deliver the written comments inside as well. So there's two different ways they can do it.
Okay, and Mayor, one more question. I believe that I heard the governor in his press conference say that 60% of the students in the state are on reduced or
yes.
free meals. I don't know what that number is for Sacramento, and not all of our schools are closed, but I would imagine that student food is going to rise higher on the priority list as more schools do close.
There's no question. I will tell you my biggest concern going forward here are the schools, and what do we do if we move to a longer-term school closure? We're not there yet, but certainly Sac City is closing from today or Monday through Wednesday. Natomas, a long 4-day weekend, all appropriate, by the way. But the direction seems fairly clear. We're going to be meeting over the weekend intensively, Supervisor Cerna and I, with the area superintendents, to actually talk about the impact on kids, child care, and obviously the working parents, because for older kids, they may be able to fend for themselves, but for younger kids, we don't want to congregate younger kids in large child care facilities if they're not in school. And we have to talk together about how we are going to resolve this. I'm confident that we're going to figure out a path and a plan, as we always do, but I want to be well prepared as a city for the potential impact of larger school closures.
Supervisor Cerna, when you look at plans and the coordination with the state higher and the local officials below, in your mind, is your vision a 4-week plan, a multiple month plan? What are you thinking right now?
Well, I think it's premature to put a limit on the time necessary for us to all work in conjunction and cooperation with one another. I think any agency, any level of government that you might ask today, I think we'd all say the same thing, is we're going to work in partnership for as long as it takes to make sure that we, as you mentioned earlier, get the curve down. That is our charge, and it's going to take all of us to do what we did, for instance, this weekend. We actually, somewhat hastily assembled a message to the public about a recent school closure. Certainly did not second-guess that. That is their, it's every school district's prerogative to make decisions about the disposition of their district in their own way. The county simply provides the information, the data about public health, but it's that kind of willingness to be very nimble and work at all levels, federal, state, county, city, and school district together. And as the mayor mentioned, again, this weekend, we're going to be collectively addressing what we're doing moving forward as it relates to school closures.
Can you say something about outreach to the homeless who might be in such a lack of information about all of this? And that's to you, Supervisor Serna.
Sure. And it's a great question. When we move into a mitigation strategy, as has been mentioned several times this morning, and more the public, I think, is beginning to understand the approach, we're looking and concentrating on the most vulnerable populations in our county, in our city, in our region. Those that don't have immediate access to health care, those that are actually out in the weather, certainly qualify as being high risk, and in many cases, sometimes immune systems are compromised. We have to make sure in the course of implementing the mitigation strategy that we are also seeking out very intentionally those that are doing everything from couch surfing to perhaps, living on the streets to make sure that they have what they need. And if they are presenting with symptoms, we're going to treat them absolutely just like we, treat everyone else. But it does require a concerted effort to get to those folks, because they don't necessarily have an address. And that's what our Department of Human Assistance is focused on right now.
Well, I want to thank you both. I know you're in the midst of 24/7 jobs right now, and I appreciate that you both took time to join me together in a conversation on Insight, and I think we'll be doing this again soon.
Look forward to it anytime. Stay strong. We're going to get through this as a community together, and this too will pass. Let's just all do the right thing.
Yeah, thank you, Beth, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention Sac County's website, saccounty.net. Viewers or listeners, if you go directly to that website, you'll immediately be presented with some great information on the virus and our response.
All right. That's Sacramento County Supervisor Phil Serna and Sacramento's Mayor Daryl Steinberg. We are going to take a break and then tap on the arts situation in the community in the midst of all of this. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.